So all we gotta do is fast, stay hungry and thirsty, and that's it. Bam! We got our houses in paradise? Well, there is a little clause here. Fasting will gain us our houses in paradise, but we can very easily burn that paradise down if we continue to commit sins. For example, Imam Ali is reported to have said, "Fasting is to abstain from forbidden acts, the way a man refrains from food and drink." So my friends, we gotta try our best to refrain from sins in this very holy month. Allah is already making it easy for us. We just have to try. And Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet, says, "What should the fasting one do with his fast if he did not protect his tongue, hearing, sight, and members of his body?" Okay, so it's not just about refraining from food and drink, but rather, we also have to protect our tongues, don't backbite, don't lie, protect our hearing, stop listening to that crazy music, protect our sight, don't keep an eye out for non-mahrams, and protect our other body parts from sins as well. So it's not just about food and drink. It's about the entire way you live your life. A life free of sin, a life full of spirituality. Go ahead and take that big step. This was a 1 Minute Wisdom with you wherever you are.